Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
Hi, I'm Dan for Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, here to share the easiest way to buy tires. Come to Dobbs. With the best tire brands and the biggest inventory, you'll get your tires the same day at the lowest price, guaranteed. Next time you need tires, get into Dobbs.
Ferrario and Tanner Hendrickson. I'm Brandon Kiley. We are broadcasting live from the E&B Granite Studio out of the Centene Community Ice Center as the Blues finish out the regular season tonight. They have a chance to be one of the three best teams in franchise history when it comes to points percentage based on what happens in tonight's game. And we're talking things over for one final time during the regular season with Mike McKenna, the former NHL goalie, now analyst for the Daily Faceoff. He joins us via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. Mike, we appreciate the time as always, man. How you doing this morning?
Well, I am doing well. I am rolling down the highway. I'm on Highway 70 returning from Kansas City. I went to see a concert last night, and this is why I came back to Missouri. You know, I feel like I can hop in the car, go to things 3 hours away, be back home the next day, and then be in the building for St. Louis Blues versus the Vegas Golden Knights tonight, and just before that, get to watch my daughter play. So, busy times, but happy to be back on Highway 70 and traveling through the great state of Missouri.
Well, and Mike, you came back to Missouri also because you knew you wanted to see playoff hockey, because where you were at prior was Vegas, and looks like Vegas won't be having playoff hockey this season.
Oof. I tell you what, if that was a premonition I had, I probably wouldn't have believed it, because the Vegas Golden Knights have been a juggernaut for the last four seasons, even coming into this year. And you know, with the moves they made in the offseason, they brought in Jack Eichel. He wasn't available until late in the season, but they had to get rid of some big pieces to make that happen. And on top of that, they faced a barrage of injuries. They never seemed to find the chemistry that they needed to get over the hump. And when it came down to it, they couldn't score when they had to. They went 0-17 in the last three shootouts in games that they had to win. So who knows what we're going to see from the Golden Knights tonight, but I do like that the Blues are dressing pretty close to a full lineup, because obviously you still have Holmeister on the line. To me, that's a good storyline heading into tonight's game.
Mike, what's the lesson to be learned from the Vegas Golden Knights? Because within the last few years, they've been one of the top contenders in the NHL, and they had all this star power. Jack Eichel, the big trade earlier this season. Is there a lesson for other teams in learning the way that the Vegas Golden Knights built and some of the pitfalls that came with it?
I think that it comes down to chasing the shiny object doesn't always win you games and win you championships. You can't buy your way to a Stanley Cup. And the moves that they've made recently, whether it was signing Pietrangelo, whether it's bringing in Jack Eichel, they're going to be in salary cap hell next year. They have a ton to figure out this summer. So there's ramifications beyond what's happened this year. I think that sometimes you have to trust your lineup, you have to trust your coaching staff, and you got to roll with it. And, you know, I think about teams like the Tampa Bay Lightning that took a long time to get their first Stanley Cup since the 2005 one. You know, this current iteration of the Tampa Bay Lightning, they went through some trials and tribulations, and the St. Louis Blues did the same thing before they won their Stanley Cup. I thought Doug Armstrong did a good job of holding on to the cards that he had and building around and making some moves, but nothing drastic. And what Vegas has done has been drastic. They've continually overhauled that lineup. They've done it every offseason. So I think sometimes you have to trust who you have, and you hope that as the season goes along, you can get better and better, make little tweaks here and there, but not make big changes so much that you walk in and go, man, this is a completely different team than it was in the previous season.
Mike, you mentioned that still something to play for the Blues, at least tonight against Vegas. This, along with Edmonton and L.A., is the only other matchup that is confirmed, which means six other matchups are going to be confirmed in the last game of the regular season. But my question is this the most anticipated playoff series going into the first round?
Hopefully we'll get Mike McKenna back on the line here in just a minute. Do you view it as the most interesting first-round matchup?
I do. Now, obviously it is, because there's six ones that you don't even know who they're going to be playing. But
of the potential matchups.
I don't even think, the potential matchups. Like, there's some really potentially good ones. Like, if Colorado and Nashville were to meet up, I think that would be a really interesting series. I think that if you look at the New York Rangers and the Pittsburgh Penguins, that might be an interesting matchup. And if Tampa and Toronto go head-to-head against each other, that's an interesting matchup. And I think we got Mike back on the line now. Mike, before we lost you, buddy, I asked if you view this matchup between the Blues and the Wild as the most anticipated first-round matchup in the playoffs.
It's up there for sure. And I apologize for losing you there. I've pulled over in Boonville, Missouri. I just passed the Katy Trail, which I had all kinds of an experience on this summer. I tell you what, I think people around the league are really looking at Minnesota and St. Louis as a pretty even matchup. And that's a big reason why it's intriguing, is that everybody expects it to go six or seven games. You've got a team in Minnesota that, to me, is very deep. They can play four lines, much like the Blues. And I think Minnesota might even be a little bit better defensively than the Blues, but they're not as explosive as St. Louis is, especially when you look at the power play, rush opportunities for the Blues. And both teams have goaltenders that can win. And I think that factor is going to be really interesting. We don't know who's going to start for Minnesota in the playoffs. It looks like it's going to be Ville Husso for the St. Louis Blues, and I think tonight's game is against Vegas, where he's expected to start, is indicative of that. So I'm really looking forward to it, but I keep my eyes out to the east, though, and I look and I see, man, if Tampa and Toronto go head-to-head in the first round, oh, man. Like, because there's a lot of drama involved there. Toronto hasn't gotten past the first round in forever, man. They have to. And they're going against a Tampa team that's playing their best hockey. They've been clobbering teams in the last week and a half. So I think that matchup could be really, really fascinating out east.
Man, there's some really good ones out on the Eastern Conference. Like, from top to bottom, that's going to be an absolute bloodbath. And not to speak ill of the West, I think once you get to the second round, there's some great ones. But I think it's more the second round that I'm intrigued by in the West, and the first round is unreal in the Eastern Conference right now. We're talking to Mike McKenna of the Daily Faceoff, former NHL goalie, joining us here on BK and Ferrario. Mike, how significant do you view home ice advantage in this series between Minnesota and St. Louis? Because last night, Minnesota took a pretty commanding lead when it comes to the likelihood of getting that home ice advantage. They would have to lose in regulation tonight, and the Blues would have to win in regular, or I guess just win, to be able to get it. How important do you view it?
Well, I think it's attainable. I mean, really look at this matchup. Vegas hasn't been great, and St. Louis can beat them, and Minnesota against Colorado. Colorado's a wagon, man. So, like, it's attainable. I, in all honesty, in this series, I really don't think it matters much. And statistics bear that out, that home ice really isn't as big of a factor as we like to make it. But what it really matters, though, to me is the players. Because if you're the Blues and you end up earning home ice advantage, it means that tonight you took care of business, you won a game, and you earned it. And like, to me, that matters. Like, when you're in the locker room and the season ends, you want to feel good about it, and you want to know that you did everything that you could to get you in the best place possible to start the Stanley Cup playoffs in front of your own fans at home. So throw the statistics out the window. I think it matters to the players when they have home ice advantage, and I think especially with this situation in particular for the Blues, it would really resonate in that room for them to be able to earn it.
Mike, final one from me so we can get you off the side of the highway and get you home. What have you seen from the Blues defense in the last couple of months? Have you seen that area change for the team?
I think it's been better. I think it's still something of a work in progress. And I don't know if the progress is going to come that quick. Like, to me, it's not as much on the defensive core as it is on the team in general when you think about how the Blues play in the neutral zone. Now, I love the decor. I love the addition of Nick Leddy. I think Callie Rosen, when he's had an opportunity to hop in the lineup, man, he's been good too. The depth is definitely better. You know, won't see Scandella tonight, so I haven't seen or heard whether we're going to see Mikkola hop back in or who it may be. But regardless of who's playing D, I think for the Blues, it's really the matter of clamping down in the neutral zone, having tight gaps, not allowing clubs to come through with a lot of speed. And you especially think of Minnesota when you look ahead. Players like Kaprizov, Zuccarello, Fiala especially, as fast as he can skate, you've got to play tight on them. You can't let them break out quickly. And that's where I think the Blues have to improve if they want to go deep into playoffs. They have to be better defensively, and that starts in the offensive zone, the neutral zone, being able to slow teams up, because you don't want to get in a track meet. The Blues can play that game. They might win those games. But when you're really locked down in playoffs, it's hard to do that. And tonight against the Golden Knights, it's a good test because Vegas is still one of the better rush teams in the NHL. So St. Louis will have to play really, really tight with their gaps up ice to be able to prevent it from coming the other direction towards their own net.
It's Mike McKenna, former NHL goalie. He's sitting on the side of the road for us on his way back to St. Louis
from Kansas City.
Mike, what was the concert you went to last night?
Oh, it was a Norwegian band from – it was a black metal concert. You know, we also had a band from St. Louis called Storm Roller Play. You know, it was a band called Borknagar. Terrible name, but I'm sure it means something really cool in Norwegian that I don't understand.
Or it's a cuss word, and we don't know about it. Either way,
exactly.
It's great.
Yeah, I mean, they hadn't toured the U.S. in 20 years, man. I figured I may never get to see them. So I only bought 2 band shirts. I was proud of myself.
That's awesome.
Congratulations.
That's awesome.
On showing a little bit of restraint there, Mike. We appreciate the time,
appreciate
as always,
that.
Buddy. Enjoy yourself tonight at the game.
Good. See you down at the building. I'll be there. Thanks for having me.
Got it.